Having a baby is supposed to be one of the most wonderful things you can do. After 9 pregnant months of discomfort and worry, endless doctor appointments, and finally hours of labor, you get the big payoff. Never mind that it first comes in the form of a red, wrinkled, howling creature covered in birthing fluids. But once the gunk is washed away, you're rewarded for all your hard work with a beautiful baby. So why do so many new mothers experience some form of post-birth mood disorder? The short answer? We're not quite sure. Mood and anxiety disorders have a variety of causes, but much current research focuses on hormones. During and after pregnancy, hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid start to change their levels. Because these hormones appear to strongly affect women's moods, emotional chaos can ensue. Post-birth mood disorders come in varying degrees of severity. The most common and least serious is a feeling of general letdown called the baby blues. Symptoms can include crying, impatience, and anxiety. These typically last for a short time and usually cease on their own. 1 in 10 mothers, meanwhile, experiences postpartum depression. Symptoms may include fatigue, sadness, hopelessness, confusion, memory loss, and even lack of interest in the baby. The most severe type of postpartum mood disorder is psychosis. Thankfully, it is also the rarest, occurring in approximately 1 in 1,000 women. Women suffering this disorder experience hallucinations, delusions, and bizarre feelings and behavior. Postpartum depression and psychosis are serious disorders and should be professionally treated. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Dolores Schroeder in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Yael Cassander.